You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Testing 1, 2. Please, for the love of God.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Welcome.
What's up, theater geeks? That's my background music.
I just had to remind Ebony what we were doing just before we pushed the button to record.
I don't remember the numbers, because this is another intermission sode, and yes. I don't remember them.
Tell me about it. Yeah. I mean, like, and I edit them, so I should know, but it took me a second. But I literally told you to tell myself as well that this is intermission sode numero nueve. I was like, what's the Spanish word for it? Crap. But then I remembered it's 9.
Well, welcome, guys. This is another episode of Theater Geeks Anonymous.
The show where we talk about...
Today it's just like new work.
Yeah.
It's the new work part of our little...
Cool stuff happening right now.
Yeah.
Frozen just opened.
Yes, it did.
This last weekend. Mm-hmm. My friend Patty's in a... And by all accounts, I've heard really good things.
That's good.
So I'm really excited. Yeah. And the videos and pictures look really good.
Freaking awesome.
Here's the thing. I was really nervous about this.
Yeah.
Because it was one of those movies that, yes, it's very good, but it was so popular. Yeah. Like, everyone, it was the talk of the town. Every child was singing Let It Go.
Right,
and so
right.
It was one of those things where I was like, oh, another Frozen thing.
Right.
But I'm kind of excited now that I've seen all of the stuff. So I'm not going to be skeptical anymore. But it looks good.
Yeah, it looks like fun.
Yeah.
It's really cute. I would like to take my niece, but if ticket prices stay nutballs, I don't think that's ever happening.
Yeah. When did theater become so inaccessible?
Unaccessible, yeah. I was listening to Three on the Isle,
mm-hmm.
and... It's a podcast was with three theater critics that are well known, and they were talking about this because, you know, shows like Hamilton and then what happened with Hello Dolly just really have made it worse.
Yeah.
And, it's this thing where, I mean, I feel like I see a lot of theater and mm-hmm. I'm able to see it cheaply. And I try very hard and normally don't spend over like $60 for a ticket. That's very rare that I would spend over $60 for a ticket. But most people spend way over $60.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah. I mean... So one of the things I had gotten from my Broadway briefing that I get from Broadway World was England is talking about, like, they feel like in the next, like, 10 years or so, they're going to really need to try and focus more on the older generations to come mm-hmm. to theater. And I would say that I think from reading that and knowing what's happening here, the problem is that if we don't begin to make ticket prices more accessible for young people, we're going to
lose an audience.
Yeah, because we're not cultivating an audience. Like, we're not cultivating a group of young people who are able to afford to go to the theater so that, you know, like the rents where they're standing in line for hours mm-hmm. and hours. That was us, right?
Yeah.
So now we're all like, you know what I mean? And so since we're not cultivating that, like, it's just going to be older people going to the theater, and that's going to kill it.
Yeah. and everybody else going on their phone and saying, swipe, 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 swipe. Nope, can't afford any of these. Yeah. What movie should we see?
That's right.
That's really unfortunate.
Movies are getting even.
Oh my gosh, no kidding. I mean, to see a movie freaking in New York City is like $20 at the low end.
I just saw A Wrinkle in Time today.
That was a brilliant segue.
Speaking of movie prices, which I paid, I bought that ticket and I was like, what the heck?
How much did you pay?
Movie pass.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get movie pass. It was $17.
That's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
I didn't get anything special, right?
No.
Dumb.
I know. It's beautiful. It's like so
it looks
pretty.
Gorgeous.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And after I watched it, I was like, I wish this had come out when I was a kid because I actually didn't grow up reading A Wrinkle in Time. I haven't read it yet. I'm going to read it. I wanted to read it after I saw the movie because people are kind of blasting
the movie. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
It happens all the time.
But... Yeah, I read it and I don't remember a single thing. I mean, like this was back in sixth grade, but I have a pretty good memory, especially for books. And if I can't remember the book, I'm not sure what that says. Yeah. I remember enjoying it.
Yeah.
Because it's fantasy. Like, that's totally in my wheelhouse. I love that stuff.
So I want to say the reason why I'm glad I didn't read it when I was younger is because now I picture this little black girl as the main character now. And when I was watching it, I thought, this movie would have been so good for little Ebony because, like, all the stuff that she was feeling, like her self-hatred, hating her hair. I mean, especially the hatred of her hair. Like, this little boy that she likes loves her hair and, like, keeps saying how much he, like, loves her hair. And, like, she can't say thank you. She just, like, looks down and, like, can't deal with it. And I was like, that was me.
Oh,
I'm 30. Blah, 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 and that's still me. Like, this whole movie, like, all of her inner thoughts and, like, Oprah's helping her through her inner stuff. And I would, like, watch Oprah when I was a little kid and be like, you know, she... just so positive and like uplifting. I was in it for like this little girl. And then closer towards the end of the movie, there's this part where she's in this darkness and there is a...
Sweet Pea agrees.
There's another version of her that has been this version of herself that she's always pictured in her head. And I was like, man... Ava DuVernay, she went to that place in herself of being a little black girl and was like, I always wished I had straight hair and I wore these clothes and I was popular because I was in a school where I was the only black kid in my class all the time. So I was like, I was the odd man out. I say I'm the odd man out. I had really awesome friends when I was a kid, but like, you know, if I liked a boy, like, I was getting no play because I was this black girl with weird hair who nobody understood, who liked theater stuff, no old movies. Like, I'm just like, you know, nobody understands that person. And so, man, I was identifying out of that.
As a white girl in a sea of white people, I also felt like the odd man out. But no, I get that. I think every kid does that, though. Yeah. The grass is always greener, you know? You always want what you can't have. I always wanted to have straight hair.
Yeah.
I always wanted red hair, too. So now I have it. Like, that was my biggest dream. You know, I always wanted to be thin. I always wanted to have, you know, really nice teeth. And, like, just, it was so silly to me. The things that I think was made fun of so constantly is, like, well, the one thing that I was made fun of mercilessly was the fact that my skin is so pale. I was called pasty all the time. Now,
so stupid.
It is the one thing about myself that I treasure because it sets me apart.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
So the things that I think set us apart when we were younger were terrible for us. But I think as you grow up, you really realize that those are the one, you know, those are the really wonderful things.
Mm-hmm. Or at least you're learning how to embrace those.
I mean, believe me, I've still got my issues.
Yeah.
At 30.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was, I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah.
So
tell me about the NEA, by the way.
Oh yeah. Okay. So,
cause I had not heard this.
Yeah. It's, this year it was not this time last year. It was like October 20. No. I'm lying. It could have been. It couldn't have been then. It had to have been around this time last year that the current administration was talking about getting rid of the NEA, which, to be fair, has been something that's been talked about for decades and decades and decades.
Yeah, and their funding has been steadily decreasing.
Yeah, and just... So,
but this was new because they were actively, you know, wanting to actually shut them
down. Yeah, they were actually, I mean, there was a plan in place that, like, by the end of this year, the NEA would be shut down.
Yeah.
Or a plan that was being created to shut them down by the end of this year, which was new. So, Washington Post reported that several points made in the new budget, and one of them is that the NEA's funding will actually be increased by about, I think it was about $3 million.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, yay, small victories.
Very, but that's good.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah. Let's not take our eyes off the ball, obviously, because that can be revoked.
You know, exactly. Well, and it's like, you almost wonder, like, why are you making this so easy?
Yeah.
What are you doing behind my back right now? Going on in the room,
right?
The room where it happens.
Yes.
What's going on in there?
I can't remember what I was watching. I was watching Rise, which is like another thing we wanted to talk about. If you haven't seen it yet, I like it.
I'm skeptical.
It is not, but it's not Glee.
Okay.
Right. And so I thought it was going to be a Glee, which I did. I loved the first two seasons of Glee.
Mm-hmm.
I loved them.
Yeah. I think, and I told you this before, I feel like it's going to be something more like the TV show Fame, which was not great.
I don't remember the show that well. Like, okay. I did watch a few episodes of it. So the show is based on a true story, takes place in New Jersey, I'm probably lying.
Okay.
But there's a theater teacher who has churned out a number of Broadway stars throughout his program, and he loved the theater, but in this show anyway, he wasn't necessarily like known for doing theater. Like, mm-hmm. the original theater teacher had left, and then there was a woman who was doing it, and she is trying to get more funding for the drama program, which is honest to God the plight of any and every theater teacher mm-hmm. in the history of the world is trying to have a half decent budget.
More so than any other teacher in whatever program
they're
in.
Right.
It's the theater teacher.
That always has the most. And so so the gentleman who became the theater teacher, like, first he was just going to do his Jimmy Stewart, you know, speech. Didn't talk about the budget. Rosie Perez. I knew it would come to
Good,
me eventually.
Awesome. Yeah, I was just putting in.
Okay. Yeah. Rosie cool. Perez. But Rosie Perez is playing the teacher who had taken over an interim, and she's still working with him. And so she, he sits down, and then all of a sudden, the football coach is getting a ridiculous sum of money for a Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like,
because
oh, no.
The sports program makes money.
Yeah.
That's what we were always told.
Yeah.
I hate them. I hate them all. This, you know what? When I was in school, because I was in band, and I also was in pep band.
What is that?
Well,
pep.
P-E-P, yep.
Okay.
I don't think... I mean, it was like one of those things where it wasn't something that I asked to be in. I think everyone in the band class was also in pep band.
Okay.
But it was mandated that we played at every home game. But here's the thing. I didn't see any of those basketball players in the seats in my shows. They weren't mandated to come and see us.
Right. That's right. That's right.
And that pissed me off.
Yeah. Well, it should have.
You know what else?
What?
Every time a sports event or something special with sports came up.
We should just have a Pamela bitch session.
You know what really grinds my gears? They would always have a pep rally. Like, I feel like we had a pep rally every freaking week at the school, okay? When I made honors choir for IMEA, which is an all-state, but it's the highest of the high that you could possibly get for the choir program for this state thing. Mm-hmm. I got a post-it note on my locker.
No, you did not.
That said, congrats, Team Tri-Valley. Not kidding. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want a pep rally, but I'd like at least an actual acknowledgement.
A post-it note?
A post-it note. Not even given to me, but put on my locker. Congratulations, Pamela.
I mean, they couldn't even put something on letterhead and mail it to your house even.
And you know what kind of post-it note it was?
Oh, God.
Garfield.
That's one of the saddest stories.
You know what? And here's the thing. This is what's so frustrating about it. Alan Wilson, we've talked about him before, was my high school theater teacher and my fifth grade teacher as well. But he's the only thing, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were other, like, I liked my chorus and band teacher, but, like, he was the only thing that made it worthwhile to go to school for. Because if I missed school that day, I couldn't go to rehearsal. So, like, I made a point to go to school so that I could be in the show afterward. Right. Like, it's ridiculous to me that that's the case. Like, why should I feel like a pariah in my school? And I went to that school, Ebony, I'm not even kidding you. The elementary school is right next door to the junior high and high school. Graduated the fifth class of 56 people. Mm-hmm. Total about 250, I think, to 300 in the entire high school and junior high.
That's tiny.
Very small. So I grew up with these people. I went to school with these people from kindergarten, the majority of them from kindergarten through senior year.
Yeah.
And I never felt supported. Hated it. So I watch, maybe this is why I'm skeptical about these shows. I hated school because I felt like they hated me. That was, you know.
Yeah.
So I see these shows on television like Glee and Rise and Fame, all set in high schools where, you know, these people were able to go to like performing arts school and do what they love and everyone applauded them and it was wonderful.
No.
Rise.
Well, the thing I loved about Glee was like all those kids were picked on.
Yeah.
They had slushies thrown in their face. That was like one season. That was like the whole campaign was slushies being thrown in everyone's face because they were constantly picked on.
I guess that's true.
Especially Leah Michele because she was the biggest theater geek that was at the school. And that's why I loved that show.
Mm-hmm.
I actually am a weirdo. I loved high school, but I loved high school because I had the theater program.
Okay.
And I loved the theater program.
Sure.
There's nothing I wouldn't do for the theater program. I lived at school so I could do everything and anything theater.
I wish that there was more to do. I mean, we did two shows a year. We did a play in the spring and a musical in the fall.
Right.
And so I, at least in that respect... there was an outlet for me.
Right, right.
But it was only for those two periods of time. And then the rest of the time, I mean, like, our stage was a slab of wood in the middle of the commons area, which is where we ate lunch.
The cafeteria.
But it's not even because it was just the pass-through area.
Oh, wow.
Between classes that they set up tables at for lunchtime and then tore them down. For not lunchtime. So that's, I mean, so I, you know, there was a school called UHI, University High, which is based, or it, like an, not an offshoot. What do they call them? Satellite school,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, that's right.
From Illinois State.
Yeah, that's or like no, how
Illinois,
Hunter.
Maybe Illinois Wesleyan. I can't remember which.
Because it's like Hunter is the same thing. So there's like Hunter High School, which like Lynn graduated from, but it's a satellite school from like Hunter College.
Okay, so same kind of thing then. Their auditorium was an actual auditorium. It was raked seating, a beautiful stage with a curtain that worked. Like, it just was like, and lighting. Oh, the lighting. Do you know what I mean? It's like you see that kind of stuff and then you go back to your little school and and the one that makes you feel like the smallest person alive because that's what you love. Mm-hmm. But that's not going to pay the bills, you know? Yeah. Ugh.
I know.
But guess what it did?
It did.
It paid my bills for a long time. It bought me a couple of cars.
Yep. I know.
And I live in New York, which means I can't, you know, buy a house here. But I could have bought a house in Bloomington Normal a couple of times.
Yep.
But sorry. I feel like this intermission sode was hijacked. So hey, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this intermission sode. Check out Rise on NBC. I really like it.
Check out the pictures and stuff of Frozen because it looks really good.
It looks beautiful.
And so they've got some video clips too that you can see. Patty Murin is my friend, so say hi to her for me. Hair flip. So stupid. And Casey Levy, obviously, is Elsa.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.